Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic, once again, is the same as last week's topic, mm-hmm. which is, well, you asked, and I checked the numbers this time, 8.5.
Except this time, we're a little more lit.
Yeah, this is tipsy advice.
And we saw that Sean's roommate and our good friend Lauren is famous now. Cammy Scott booked Lauren on her podcast, Uneducated. So the fact that we haven't had a full episode with Lauren yet, and we didn't know like a famous person was sitting in your home.
Yeah, we're going to milk it for all we can get.
Holy shit.
For sure.
I am taking the podcast world by storm.
You are.
So get in while the getting's good.
You're booked and blessed.
Truly.
I think she needs the mic when she's talking, though.
Oh,
I have to say it again.
Yeah. I think you do.
No, she's good. Okay. You can say it again if you want.
I'm booked.
We're not going to edit this out, though.
I think she quite literally needs
the
to.
The gist is I'm booked and blessed, right. And also famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I got to remember that I got to be with you here. This is good.
Oh, we got a little cozy.
Hello.
The ice in the water.
We're going to jail after this episode for sure.
This is Bree's birthday 2.0.
Okay, here's how this all went. Sean and I were supposed to meet up, record an episode, and then go for drinks and enjoy a Saturday.
Confirmed. Well, we never agreed on the enjoyment of a Saturday happening. We were going to experience a Saturday.
In each other's presence.
Yes.
Enjoyment.
So
potential.
Potentially not going to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, what happened is we went to the Christmas market.
Things were on a trajectory as soon as the Christmas market had shots of alcohol as testers.
Do you remember that about Christmas market?
They had shots at the Christmas market?
Like 7.
I remember like mulled wine, and that was like as hardcore as it got.
Hard liquor.
Hard liquor shots. Yeah.
Wow.
Look. Me and you can just be like together in this.
Like, look at us sharing a mic.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, very cute.
Okay. So basically, instead, we went to the Christmas market. Then we went for dinner.
Yeah.
Then we came.
Well, we went to dinner and then we were getting a little loosey-goosey at dinner. And Bree was like, I've had one glass of wine. And I was like, first of all, we're currently drinking a wine flight and we're on our last flight of wine. And then I also was like, we also had a 2-ounce cocktail before this.
The fact that I was so certain with that too, I was like, why do I feel tipsy right now? I've had one glass of vino. No, I took 7 shots at the Christmas market, had a 2-ounce cocktail, and then had an entire wine flight.
That sounds way more on brand. I was like, you wouldn't go and just have one singular beverage.
No.
Never.
No. What are your conspiracies? I need to know. Bree was like,
I'm very interested.
Bree was seducing me all dinner with the idea that she had conspiracy theories for me, and she would refuse to talk about them at dinner because she didn't want to ruin them.
Well, I wanted the listeners to be able to enjoy them, Sean.
Okay.
Do you not care about our audience? Do you not care about the
I'm pretty selfish. Gabers? I wanted to know. I was the only Gaber in the Gaberhood at this moment in time.
You were not the only Gaber at the restaurant. Our wait staff, server. What do you call people now to be gender neutral? Server?
I don't know.
That sounds kind of wrong, doesn't
it? That sounds, yeah.
Server? Do people still say that?
I don't know.
But people don't say waiter.
I feel like people don't say waiter or waitress.
So they say person working at this establishment who carried my food from one end of the room to the other.
That's usually what I say, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Just a quick.
It rolls off the tongue.
I think they were queer.
They were batting for your team for sure.
Yeah, I agree. So you weren't the only Gaber in the Gaberhood, mister.
Anyways, can I tell you my conspiracy theory first?
It's always about him first. Okay, yeah, but before we get into that, make sure you follow, subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. Also, if you are a patron, you get this video, what a doozy it will be, on Monday. Everyone else gets it Fridays. If you want to become a patron to get the videos early, as well as bonus episodes, access to the Discord where roommate Lauren...
I love the Discord. I literally wake up to messages from the Discord and I wake up and I look at them and I just like pee myself laughing. They're so fucking funny.
See?
This is just an excuse so she doesn't have to get up to pee, but...
You can go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Follow, click the link in the bio, become a patron. Also follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And also check us out on TikTok because we're so famous. We just passed
1.1 million.
1.1 million followers. We said we were going to close at one, but I think
we're going to have to close at 10 because it's
going too fast. So fast. It's going way too fast. So make sure to check us out there before we close that down.
Yeah.
Okay.
10 mil though, we're gonna shut it down.
Oh, so seriously.
Yeah, it's private at 10 mil, but
get there quick.
We got some space. My conspiracy theory, and I think most people have been thinking about this one, like mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people are gonna be shocked that I'm bringing it up. I don't think black currants are real.
When you said black currant, in my head I was trying to picture it, and I have no idea what it looks
Brie
like.
Said, oh, I'm getting notes. This is in our wine flight. Brie said, I'm getting notes of black currant. And I was like, that's not a real thing.
That is 100%.
Brie said it's a combination between a grape and a blackberry.
I said it tastes like a
What does it look like? Show me a black currant.
I feel like it must look like a fig.
A fig.
It's far bigger than black. I don't think they're real. I don't think anybody knows what a black currant is.
Currant. Look, I'm so fucking right. It's not even funny. Like, this is one of the rightest I've ever been. How did I describe it? That's exactly how it looks. A small little berry.
You didn't
berry.
Know that. The government is telling you that you know that.
Sean.
Those are renderings. None of that is real.
The 7 million images that just popped
Those are cartoons.
Oh, well, I was way off base with my fig comments. So. Yeah,
because they don't exist.
Yeah. Okay, so in all seriousness, this isn't an advice episode, but we also need to talk about a few things with conspiracies first. The black currant was a
Being
half...
Being the most pressing.
Oh, okay. It was a very important, serious, not joke.
Thank you.
With that,
I actually you don't fucking know what a black currant is or tastes like. So for you to say no, it's a black currant, it's just a lie.
Have you ever like raw dogged a black currant though? Like, have you ever
met one? You haven't.
I haven't.
So you're telling.
But I've tasted black currant like a jam.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so have I.
Because the government fed it to you. I just don't
what
think
do
it's
you
realistic.
Think it is it's not realistic
I don't
where
think
do
it's
grow?
Realistic
that's true where do they go?
I just think it's I think this ties directly into the this is all a simulation. Like, don't tell me black currant's real and that we don't live in a simulation, you know?
So do you think it's like rebranded blueberries or something?
It's like blue raspberry.
Okay, but that's just like actually not a thing though,
like black currant.
You will die on this hill.
No, yeah, I know.
So, okay, there's something else that's not real that I learned about on TikTok yesterday.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You know that the conspiracy theory is complex when you watch, you do extensive research.
Right.
You know, like so much research was, did you catch the slur there? The slurring of words after
the shocking
wine
thing is like, I don't, it doesn't faze me.
Because you're just used to it?
Yeah.
Excuse me, jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Saying, it's jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
There's a bloop over the N. Jalapeno. You say jalapeno. It's not like a Pinot Grigio.
Jalapeno. It's it's J-A-L-A-P-I-N-O-T. N-O-I-R. Jalapeno noir.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, oh no.
Okay. I did extensive research, meaning I watched about 11 TikToks on this subject, and I still am confused.
When Brie was introing this conspiracy theory, she said, I read a lot about this. And then she was like, that's a lie. I didn't read anything about it. I watched TikToks about it.
I do that too. And I'll be like telling my family about current events. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, I read it in the newspaper. Or like, oh, I saw it on the news. I didn't see it on the fucking news. I haven't had cable for 10 years. I watched it on TikTok.
I lie about my research on TikTok all the time in the same way.
Absolutely.
Because I want to bring up there's interesting topics.
Yes.
But I'm like, oh, I read this random article somewhere. Really, I'm like, I watched a TikTok.
Lauren's like, I read this very interesting article, but meanwhile, she's just on like Taylor Swift conspiracy theory.
I'm like, I read it in Politico.
So. Okay, so here's how this all went down. I was on TikTok and there was this one person that was like, these are the top like craziest conspiracy theories that I wish I never like went down the rabbit hole about.
Okay. And obviously you knew.
So
to
I was like,
that.
Well, now fuck me, right? I gotta look this up.
Yeah.
So this is when you know it's good. I probably have to dedicate at least a week of my life to reading up more about this because there's so many layers. And what it is that pandas aren't real.
I think we can agree on that. I think that.
I think I've seen a panda though.
Have you though?
I feel like I've seen one in a zoo.
Okay, so this is what we need to talk about. There's a few layers and it goes very deep, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But there's, okay. These are like some of the talking points, okay. If you will. A summary.
Yeah.
Don't get us twisted with the mountains of research.
I've already agreed that this is accurate information.
First things first. Pandas are not allowed to die on soil that is not in China. So any pandas in zoos are on loan from China. And people think that's because...
This is all confirmed?
This is confirmed.
Okay.
Via TikTok. I don't know. I didn't fucking pull up a scholarly journal.
I thought you might
journal.
Do some secondary research. But.
Well, I did. I clicked on another part two TikTok.
She clicked on the hashtag and that was the additional research.
What more do you need? Anyways.
This is the 2020 election all over again.
So, they're on loan, okay? Not only that, but they... The people that the zookeepers, okay, they have to give a detailed account every day to the Chinese government of the happenings of these pandas. Okay? So that if they are getting close to death or ill, they can fly them back. Okay? This is where it all starts. This okay. is the confusion. People started digging deeper about this. Okay? Then there's another layer that is there have been many accounts that prove fake panda bears in different zoos.
Like, are we talking like real bears that were like spray painted?
Like sun bears that
or
were
like,
spray painted.
Or like people in panda suits.
And that. Also that.
No.
I told you there's layers.
As you're saying this, I'm trying to picture if it's like you think it's like an animatronic bear. That's fake, or if it's like a literal person in a panda suit.
So what I'm thinking is that, or what I got, there's different people that believe different things.
Okay.
But I think people think that they're like alien creatures. Because here's another layer of it. Apparently, like, China as a country is one of the most documented historically, right? Because they were smarter than everyone else and started like... Right, taking notes earlier on.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
got the notes app up.
In like, you know, however many thousands of years, I'm making that up, I don't know how many years, they have documented proof of like what types of animals were around
okay.
and like what types of things were around. And apparently, up until like very recently, in like the modern world, there was no mention of pandas.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing is that they, like, there's all these things that, like, sound like a fucking crazy person, honestly.
Yeah, you sound.
Okay. All the biggest world leaders, if you look it up, have been photographed with specifically panda bears.
Okay.
There's, like, this thing that it's supposed to be, like, they're meeting them because they're, like, extraterrestrial beings.
You are sounding very Demi Lovato right now.
You're giving very like QAnon right now.
Yeah, it's a deep dive. It's yeah. a deep dive. Okay. And then there's like, what else was there? There was so, oh God, there was so much else.
I have a question. Yeah. What is the motivation behind the fake pandas?
We don't know yet. We're trying to figure that out.
We as a people are trying to figure it out.
Trying to gotcha. Bust it wide open. Also, apparently they can only mate one day a year.
Same.
So there's okay, well there's issues. Anyways, that was that
there,
one
there is issues for you.
that was the one that I have more research to do. The one that I do not have more research to do, I've already case closed, is the fact that mountains are trees.
Okay.
Please.
I'm gonna need a little bit more on that one.
This is as clear as day, okay? So here's what happened.
Okay.
There are people out there, myself included now, after watching these TikToks, that believe that the world thousands of years ago went through a reset where, you know how there's like historical, like, mythology accounts of like giants and
right,
like dragons, and everything's like larger than we are now.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is like
larger than life. Very that vibe. That's actually what they
exactly
wrote it about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that at one point everything on Earth was bigger.
Okay.
Okay. Whether.
Yeah. That's actually true, though, because like in the Jurassic period, just when there was dinosaurs, I think there was more oxygen in the atmosphere. So things were just like huge. Things were just way bigger.
But weren't cavemen smaller than us?
Yeah, but that's, that was after dinosaurs.
After the reset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. After the reset.
Just for everybody, after the reset.
After the reset.
Yeah.
I will put captions on this video.
when people are not talking.
Have fun.
Post reset.
So anyways, thank you, resident scientist Lauren, for filling us in with that extra oxygen.
Why are the two dumbest people I know
explaining? I actually always killed it in biology because I had a huge crush on my biology teacher. Shout out to Miss Peafield if you're still out there.
Bleep that. She's going to get doxed.
Just doxing Lauren's biology teacher.
No, I want her to come find me.
We're not giving advice.
We're not doxing you. We're doxing Miss Peafield.
We're not giving advice, are we?
What time is it?
I don't know what.
Yeah, we're going to get some advice.
Okay.
It's going to happen at some point.
I think it's 9:20.
Get ready, time stampers. The advice will happen at some point. We have time stampers now.
Oh, I know. I listen to every podcast.
Lauren is the time stamper.
At last week's episode, when you guys were like, every time you would say something, you're like, okay, good content starts at 17. Then you'd like go off some tangent. Content starts at 1936.
I would say all mountains are trees probably started at 15 minutes.
In case you wanted to time stamp that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pandas aren't real was about 10 minutes in.
Oh, I have to tell Sean that
I'm right here.
I have to tell Carson, we are going
to jail tonight.
My Felicia tonight. Come. Okay. Anyways. So here we go.
She's straightforward.
So, yes, I am. So here's the thing. Everything was bigger, right? The world reset, and a lot of people believe that certain things basically crystallized. Okay? Okay?
I'm with you.
Okay.
And they believe that mountains were the previous trees, and now mini trees are growing on the previous trees. No, it's right. I gotta show you the evidence. I will be putting this on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast.
You had me at pandas are fake. There's not an ounce of my being that believes black currants are real. But tree mountains is, I think you've lost me.
Oh, the first headline is here. Flat earthers have a wild new theory about forests. Listen, I don't want to shit on people, but flat earthers is a group I'm not sure I would be quoting.
Wait till you see these photos. Wait, have you ever seen a plateau that looks like a stump? Ever seen that? Look at that. Ever seen a mountain that looks like that? Tree?
I hate you.
Look at that. I mean,
okay.
The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding.
Okay, so I actually know a little bit about rocks too.
Flex, okay.
But isn't it like, okay, when mountains get really like rocky and like craggy like that at the top, that's because like in our valleys, all of our peaks are really rounded because there was lots of glaciers where we were. But in like the Rockies, when you're like driving to Alberta and stuff, the higher the elevation is, the like rockier it is at the top, the like jagged deer it is at the top, because the glaciers passed through there but didn't like, they weren't over them to like round them.
This is a Bill Nye episode, but
I'm not sure if that's entirely right,
but. Or mountains are trees.
I just don't think that one's realistic. I also think that, I will say, while you're doing more research about the pandas,
okay,
because I think we should, I think we really should be putting more efforts into the pandas.
I'd like to dive into that one. Yeah. As well.
I will say, I do think we also should be looking at red pandas, because I think those as a being are even far more unrealistic than pandas. Something's going on with the red pandas. They're way too cute. That's not real. They look like cartoons.
They do look like cartoons, but they're also much smaller. So the,
there's children inside though.
Oh no, they're much smaller. I don't think that would have to be animatronic. There's no person that could impersonate
They could be animatronic for sure. I won't rule that out.
Hey Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Can I say something bold and brave?
Yeah.
I think they should
just... That's what this podcast is about.
I think they should just let all the pandas die.
Oh,
what would that solve though? I like
it would
mystery.
Solve why all these efforts.
Pandas are fun though.
Pandas are fun. They're very chaotic. I really identify with them.
They are giving us a lot.
What are they giving us? They hate us. They hate us. They don't want to do anything. They can only procreate once a day. Where once a year.
A busy day.
And they literally, they don't want to live anymore. They're done. They're like, we're past our prime.
So they're like essentially just human. I've relate a lot to these creatures.
I just don't understand, like, they're like all these fundraisers for pandas. What has a panda ever did for you?
A lot.
Like what? Have you ever even seen a panda? Have you ever looked one in the eyes?
No.
But that panda doesn't care about you. I'm just telling you the truth.
Okay.
I'd like to piss it.
I'd like to piss on both of you.
I'd like to pivot all of the
another bold and brave.
Can I say something bold and brave? I would like to golden shower two of you.
Shower both of you. Oh my God. I can't remember what I was saying.
On that note, I'm restarting the video. We're back. Sorry, you were saying golden showers?
Yeah, love a golden shower. Jesus Christ.
You know what? Did Cammy ask you on Uneducated about golden showers, or is this a new topic for you on podcasts?
This is a brand new topic for me.
Uncharted territory.
This is uncharted territory, I hope, for at least the three of us. Oh,
no, I actually really liked your episode with Steph.
No, I actually, in all honesty, really like getting pissed on. But
no, okay, so for those of you that are listening and maybe don't know a bit of the backstory, Lauren is dating Steph, who lives in LA, and they have a long-distance relationship, super queer vibes going on here, and went on to talk about being in a long-distance relationship as a queer person and during the pandemic, which is, like, a really interesting topic. And, I mean, as your friends, we're, like, seeing the, like, wonderful things, but also, like, the tough things about that. And I think it was cool and brave of you to be willing to talk about that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sean has not listened yet, I don't think.
I listened to most of it.
I also noticed that in my speaking pattern, every time someone would say something, I'd go, yeah. And I was like, I don't know when I started doing that, but I'm so hyper aware of it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the things about doing a podcast or doing YouTube or anything like that is you very quickly realize what's annoying about you.
Yeah. I also tried to, I am actually constantly trying to say like less. And I think I have been making strides in it. Right. But every time I listen to the audio, I realize that I think you're saying it more.
I say it so much.
I think you're, every like that I'm dropping, you're just picking back up.
You know what it is also? I like... I'm joking. I hate silence because it stresses me out.
Oh.
So it's part of the reason I
this is the same like as Lauren. Lauren's like so silence because of the voices in her head.
That's actually very true. Like I can't do anything without like the TV on because I don't like to be alone.
I just feel pressured when I'm creating content, whether it's YouTube or a podcast, to keep everyone entertained. So a pause feels
like dead air.
Like dead air.
I can't even say that sentence without it. Yeah, no, I agree. Mine is that I just don't know enough words to fill sentences properly. And I'm pretty stupid. So when I can't think of how to tie things together, I just say like. That's mine.
Yeah.
Should we answer some advice?
Let's do that.
Yeah, that's what you guys brought me here for. All my amazing advice.
26 minute timestamp.
Our first and last advice question.
Okay. Problem is, I don't remember what we answered before.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this information.
I just listened to it. I feel like I kind of know.
Okay.
It's not even out yet.
Oh.
Is it not out yet? I literally don't remember. Anyways.
Oh, I didn't listen to advice. I listened to secrets. Secrets.
Similar vibes.
Very different.
Very, very, very different.
Okay, we already read that one. On to the next. I think I know where I'm at now. Okay, I can't answer that because I'm not part of that community. Oh, Jesus.
I like that you guys didn't prepare what.
We don't.
Never prepares. It gives me gas on top of my gas.
Already gas.
Yeah. Gas square.
Okay, I haven't read this, so I'm not going to pre-bet it. I'm just going to hope for the best.
Okay.
Here goes nothing.
Let's do this.
Okay, so I came out as bi at 15 to myself and a couple close friends. But soon after, I started dating a man who ended up being really insecure about it, about their bi-ness. Shit, like always thinking I was gonna go after other girls while still in our relationship. So after the constant reassurance, I'm pretty well went back in the closet. Mm. We dated for 2 years and it was very unhealthy by the end. In first year uni, I re-came out as bi to myself and then to my family and friends. Ended up sleeping with slash dating quite a few men and a couple women in the next few years. By the time I get to fourth year, I realize I truly do not want to be with men in any capacity.
Same.
So now I've come to identify as a lesbian and feel very strongly about it. Here comes the problem. I think I'm starting to have some feelings towards one of the guys in my friend group. I mean, he's a good looking guy and I still don't think I'd want to date him or anything, but I'd be down to get a little silly. I don't know. I guess I'm just grappling with the idea of calling myself a lesbian, but still kind of wanting to sleep with a man. All my friends are straight, so not the most helpful here. I don't know. I guess I just want to know if this is a common thing.
I think that that's a very common thing.
I think so too.
I think we also have talked many a time on this podcast about how labels don't really, I mean, for some people they do, but labels don't really matter for anybody but yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how the importance should be on if the label makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And this person clearly is saying that from my understanding, that the label of lesbian makes them the most comfortable. Mm-hmm. But we've also said that does not define your entire sexuality. And if you want to get a little nasty with some men and you still feel like a lesbian, that is very valid.
I think I've talked about on this podcast before how a friend of mine who previous to would identify, which big eye roll, I don't believe in this terminology, but would, it's the easiest way to explain it, as a quote unquote gold star lesbian. Mm. Meaning they this person didn't personally identify that way. It's just like an easy way to explain that they'd never hooked up with men before, they'd never made out with men, they never dated men. And they went to Europe on a trip, and while they're there, thought a man was really cute at a bar they went to. They went on like a bar hop party and they ended up hooking up. They had a great fucking night, a great consensual
siesta,
little adventure.
Yep.
Maybe it's a siesta for you, but fiesta, that's called a nap. And yeah, she very much identifies still as a lesbian and she just had fun.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it before, and the easiest way to make this, to frame this where it makes sense for people who might not get why that does make sense, is, you know, there's plenty of people out there that have maybe made out with the same sex at a party, or, you know, the classic trope in sitcoms that they, you know, had a little fun in college or whatever, but would still very much identify as heterosexual. So why can't it go the opposite way?
Totally.
Yeah.
You know,
I also will say, like, even the times that we have joked about that, in one of the earlier episodes, I think our first filmed episode, where I was like, oh my God, I almost kissed you. Yeah. I feel like there's like weird situations like that.
Where Sean wants to kiss me.
That I want to kiss Brie.
Mm-hmm. But and be in love with me and marry
that,
me. And
specifically Brie, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there have been situations in my life that this makes it sound like I was attracted to in this moment. Don't get it twisted.
Sean's attracted to
him.
I was thinking about proposing that day. I didn't, but no, but there's been times in my life after I came out that I've been attracted to women, or I felt like a certain type of way about a woman, and I've never doubted my queerness or the label that makes sense for me. Mm-hmm. But I've just vibed with it. And I think that that is, you know, what you got to do.
And I think, like, your sexuality doesn't have to be, like, like boxes that you're ticking on a list. Like, it can really, how you define can be however you see yourself comfortable within that label. Like, I think people tend to put sexualities in such boxes. And it's like, it really doesn't have to be like that. Like, I came out as bi as well, and then similarly, I now identify as lesbian, but, like, I have sex dreams about guys all the time still, and it's, like, in those, like, things, you're like, oh, yeah, like, I could be attracted to a man, and sometimes I see guys on the street, and I'm like, oh, they're attractive, but I still identify as a lesbian, too.
Yeah, that's a really good point too. Like, even I was joking around with my girlfriend the other day that I have like this huge crush on
me.
On this YouTuber named Tommy, and he's like a UK influencer. He was on Love Island, and he is the most handsome man. And I just like, I have a little crush on him. I think he's so handsome. I think he's like a little cutie.
Okay.
And yeah, I might leave my girlfriend for him if that I makes were sense, to get the chance.
You will still be a lesbian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely.
I
have
think
your
it
fun.
Is normal, but also just, I mean, you don't have to. You also don't have to decide a label.
Yeah, totally.
But for the time being, if you want to label yourself, I would say label yourself with what makes you feel the most comfortable.
100%. Okay, we've got another advice question here. We're just rolling through them as
usual.
Yeah,
33 minutes
Holy
is
shit.
Advice number two for the time stampers.
Okay. I'm nearly 27 and I just came out as queer this year. I've been on a few dates with some girls, but I'm finding it really hard. Consistently being ghosted or not finding dating apps fun to use at all. I'm worried my time is running out as I'm so inexperienced and I'm going to ultimately end up alone. What should I do?
Okay, so I came out a lot later in, well, what I would consider later in life. Like, I think I came out when I was like, what, 20? 25, 24, yeah. 25. I felt the exact same way. Yeah. I was like, no one wants to date me because I don't have any experience. Like, no one wants to.
Sorry, are we missing these quite literal
oh
fireworks?
God. What the hell is happening out there?
Oh my God.
Wait, where are those going on?
Here.
Why are they so big?
I don't know. Go off, fireworks. Okay. Oh, they're done.
So okay, close that was. I felt the exact same way, and I felt like I just like wasn't even kind of a part of the community because I didn't have experience in the same way. And I also felt like I kind of missed out on that fun era of like when everyone kind of came out, and then, you know, when I turned 19, I was going to like straight bars with my friends, but when like the queer community turned 19, they were all going to like queer spaces together and kind of doing all that fun stuff together, and I missed out on that. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm so far behind. And then, you know, I think it sounds really cheesy, but I also think that like people who matter don't give a shit about it. Like, people who you want to be with don't care if you don't have experience, and you're not going to die alone. Everyone comes out and does things at their own pace. But like, I understand the fear, and but it's like, don't stress too much about it. You'll find the right people who are going to make you feel like it doesn't matter.
It's so true. And especially like when it comes to the sex component, like a lot of people use that word inexperienced to mean a more umbrella statement, like with dating and everything else.
Yeah.
But some people are meaning specifically to do with like hooking up with the same sex or whatever it may be. And I think Lauren hit the nail on the head in saying like the people who are meant for you won't give a fuck. No, what?
No,
I was just like listening to you trying to repeat the wording of Lauren.
I was like, and what, to quote Lauren.
What Lauren so eloquently said was the people who are gonna be the people for you. Who are the people?
Will they mean it or will they not mean it to you?
And that's, I think she put that really well.
You know?
Nailed it.
Gorgeous. No, but it's true, because also I think about it and I'm like, could you imagine hooking up with somebody and being like irritated that they don't quote unquote know what they're doing? Like, I can't think of anything more immature or gross. Like, if you're in a intimate setting with someone, even if it's a one night stand, even if it's just for fun, if it's consensual and communicative, that's all that matters. Like, people put so much pressure on themselves. Like, sex should be fun. It should be a good time. And if it's not, like, if you're feeling all this pressure and stuff, you probably shouldn't be having sex with that person anyways, because they should be making you feel comfortable and confident. You don't have to. I think it's because we grew up with fucking like Cosmopolitan and shit.
Yeah.
Wait, where we got this, like, you know, we're fucking 14 years old and it's like 17 tips to blow their mind in bed.
It's like 16 ways to blast your clit off.
Literally. And it's also like, there's this the big thing, like, oh, if you're experienced, you'll just walk into a room and, like, know how to have sex and it'll be so good. And it's like, communication during sex is hot. Yes. Like, talk to your partners and ask questions and find out how their body works. It's just hot.
Also, everyone wants to have sex in a different way. So just because someone's had sex 100 times before doesn't mean that they know how to have sex with you or anyone else.
Just because somebody had sex 100 times doesn't mean they're good at it also.
Okay, I hate to fucking do this. That's so true. We're almost at 40 minutes. My fucking camera's going to die, so we have to wrap this up.
I feel like
up.
The battery's like...
I think it's going to die.
Doesn't it give you like a 5 minute or something?
Okay, well, just in case it fucking does, see you around the neighborhood.
You mean...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Make sure to follow us on Apple, Spotify. Thank you for Spotify Wraps. Click on the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Become a patron for fun stuff and extra things. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. Okay. And then I also think
some that, people
like people put so much emphasis on age, especially people that aren't super old. Like if you were to put emphasis on age, I would get it. But you found love in your 50s, and I think that's really gorgeous. But, like, 27 is young. 27 is young, young.
Lauren, the amount of people that wished me, like, a happy 52nd birthday because of this fucker right here.
You are a garbage human being.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, but you had a good point saying that a lot of people that have had sex a lot aren't actually good at sex.
Oh, that too. But I also think people put too much emphasis on age, and 27 is... incredibly young still.
You know what the problem is with people that have had sex a lot and think they're good at sex is they do it one way because they think that's the way it works for every body and every person. And they stop communicating and asking what people actually want, and so they just like are like, oh yeah, the first time I was with someone they said that I blew their mind when I did this, and now I'm gonna do this for every fucking person. So if you want to be good at sex, the best way to be good at sex is keep asking questions.
Yes. And also people who are having that much sex, they're not good at sex. They just have a lot of time.
Okay, excuse you.
That she added you there. That was a sub.
She fucking read me.
I also think like people that have had a lot of sex a lot of the time can also just be like riding on the convenience of like the under. Do you also feel subtweeted here?
Yeah.
People just will ride on like the, oh, this worked once, it's just gonna keep working. But maybe open your ears, you know. Maybe
we're talking about people who are having sex.
This is an intervention.
Multiple partners.
Julia has told us that it's not working for her.
what do you think I did?
You haven't hit
had
her
a girlfriend
ever.
You know what, sometimes it takes a while to find it. Okay.
Yeah, like
and
6 years.
We're 6 years
dating.
In, and I'm actively searching, and that's all that counts. Okay?
Yeah, you're like headlamp on in there. Like
I have like maps, multiple maps drawn out. I'm really trying.
You're on like one of those mining carts from Harry Potter.
Chaos with this episode. For those of you that are still listening and not watching on YouTube, this is like when, you know, CDs stop and then there's an extra.
No, I'm young. Little, sorry.
So our video just cut off, so the YouTube people are not going to get this.
So this is an exclusive, is what we call that.
Anyways, I'm done here.
Okay.
We're going to go out.
You're going to go out.
You're going to go out too. Sean. Yeah.
I'm not coming out tonight, but you.
Lauren's coming out too.
No, I'm not. Coming
We're all going out. We're so excited. We're all going out. Bye,
Lauren.
Felicia,
you put on a quick
the place
beat.
We're going. It's gonna be so fun. You won't know where that is because this will be airing a week from now. So we're not doxing ourselves.
See you around the gear.
See you around the gear.